Helping endangered species recover could seem like a daunting task, but we can start right in our own yards. Planting native species, creating shelters, even just turning the lights off can help Wisconsin's at-risk wildlife populations bounce back, especially in urban areas. Jennifer Rude Klett is a freelance writer. Her recent piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is What You Can Do in Your Yard to Help Wisconsin's Endangered Species. I talked to her earlier today. Well, big picture, before we start looking at particular species, I think a lot of people might think, endangered species, that might be a big deal, but I can't make a difference in my own yard. What did you find out as you went out and started talking to experts?
Yeah, I kind of found an opposite point of view, and this is such a great topic to talk about this weekend. We're starting off a huge gardening weekend, Mother's Day, and I got the idea for this newspaper article from the book by Doug Tallamy, Nature's Best Hope, A New Approach to Conservation That Starts in Your Yard. And the thinking behind the book was that we can't just delegate helping endangered species and threatened animals to parks, and that collectively homeowners and property owners really can make a big difference when you think of the collective ecosystem that everybody can form.
And one general bit of advice that's probably going to help a lot of species is the idea of having a Midwestern yard, you write. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, that's a term I came up with. I've never really read that anywhere, but, you know, what's wrong with a Midwestern yard? Why aren't we all striving for a Midwestern yard? Let's make a yard that native species recognize and feel at home and have the essential things for them to survive. And I also thought about, you know, what did the land that I owned, what did that look like before development? And what was growing there? And, you know, that it just got me thinking a little bit differently. I've been landscaping and gardening for a long time, and I know a lot of people are new to it. A lot of people have been doing it a long time. But it really made me think a little bit differently about landscaping, in that I used to think, you know, what's going to look good? What's going to set my house off? What's going to have, you know, the biggest bloom, and what's going to be impressive? And now I don't think that way. I think, who's going to be living here with me, and are they going to feel at home?
Well, let's start meeting some of the species you are thinking about. And this one fits pretty well with that, the Midwestern native plant life, the rusty-patched bumblebee. Now, people might be familiar with the honeybee, not native to Wisconsin, though, but there are a lot of bee species native here. Talk about the rusty-patched bumblebee, please, and why we're concerned about it.
Well, the rusty-patched bumblebee is globally imperiled. It is federally endangered. But it still actually can be found in people's backyards in Milwaukee. It's you can find it in the lower part of the state. And this is a very timely species to talk about, because if you think about your yard in the past month, has any native flower been blooming in the previous month? And the reason I ask that is because all the bumblebees, the native bumblebees, including the rusty patched, which is really a cute bee, by the way, they are awakening in early spring. And it's really important for homeowners to plant early spring natives that bloom in April. And what that does, it helps them find food right away and helps them survive. So if you've, you know, if you've got some bloodroot, wild geranium, which is starting to come out right now, Virginia bluebells, shooting star, pussy willow, serviceberry, and then plum and cherry trees, those are really good specific plants that you can put in your yard. And I can tell you that, you know, I spoke with the biologist at the DNR on this, and he mentioned Virginia bluebells. I put it in the article. And I actually went out to the hardware store and bought some for the first time. And so I can tell you that I have some in my yard right now as we speak. The other thing that I wanted to mention about bumblebees is that, you know, I've kind of come to embrace the concept of lazy gardening. And especially to, you know, again, this is very timely in spring. You know, you've got people who are just dying to get out and just tidy up their yard. And, you know, my mother was that same way. She had this Germanic work ethic, and she'd get out there as soon as the snow was gone, and she'd be raking the yard and doing all these things. And that's, you know, not very helpful to the bumblebees, because they are just kind of waking up and living in holes in the ground. And a lot of other beneficial insects are overwintering in the leaf litter and spent blossoms from last year. So it's kind of good to just hold off a little bit and not be so gung-ho and get out there really early.
I'll have any excuse to be lazy. We've got Jennifer Rudklett with us talking about what we can do at our yards to help Wisconsin's endangered species or other species in the state with conservation concerns about them. Let's go from the bees to the birds. You write about the evening grosbeak. Tell us about this bird and how we can help it out.
Yeah, the evening grosbeak, that was another very alarming thing for me to learn about. Every story I write about, I just learn so much from it, and it actually changes the way I lead my life in small ways. But the evening grosbeak, if listeners are not familiar with that bird, they kind of look like large, stocky goldfinches, and they have these big, formidable bills. They're very showy, and they generally will show up at feeders in the winter. And for some reason, the U.S. numbers of this finch severely dropped 97% between 1966 and 2015. And there's no known reason for this, according to the Cornell lab. And one thing I think is very important for homeowners with the evening grosbeak is they like box elder trees. And I know I've done a number of stories about arborists and trees in people's yards. And a lot of people regard box elders as junk trees. And, you know, obviously they're not junk to the evening grosbeak. So I think homeowners may want to think twice about removing those trees. They are native to the southern part of Wisconsin, and they're a member of the maple family. And then also trees that grosbeaks like, as far as eating the seeds or fruits, are other maples, cherry, crabapple, pine, elm, hawthorn, and juniper trees.
And speaking of trees that we might think about taking down, but maybe should leave up, the little brown bat, we can help them, you write, in some cases by leaving up dead trees with them to give them some hiding sites. Could you tell us about that a little?
Yes, very good point. These are called snags, S-N-A-G-S. And snags are dead trees that are just like, they're just a bonanza for wildlife. Mammals love them, birds love them, and insects love them. And they, you know, as long as they are not in danger of falling over and on your house or injuring somebody or something like that, as long as they're stable. You know, this is another thing where I think people's attitudes are changing a little bit on this, that they used to be seen as eyesores in your yard, but they're really not when you think about it. I think a lot of them can be actually quite pretty, and they provide cavities for not only for the bats, which are not doing well at all in this state, but they can be homes for squirrels. They can be homes for cavity-dwelling birds, such as bluebirds and tree swallows. So I think, you know, I think the attitude is kind of changing about snags, and I think they should be kind of embraced in yards.
Jennifer, we'll leave it there. We've got a link to your full article up at WPR.org. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome, and happy gardening to everybody this weekend.
Jennifer Rudklett is a freelance writer. We talked to her about a recent piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, What You Can Do in Your Yard to Help Wisconsin's Endangered Species.